Thank you, Kane. 835 FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for listening to Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to talk with Louie Arata from McConnell Automotive. Hey, Louie.
You got it. Hi.
So, Louie, I was browsing the website, as I do from time to time, McConnellAutomotive.com, and every time I do, I'm just amazed at the variety of vehicles that you have on the lot. It's really impressive.
That's right. You want a Hummer? Come on by here. Man, we got a new, all-new pickup and the SUV, man. Those things are fine. All electric. You can come check those out. Got a great selection of new pickup trucks, and they're coming in every day, and got those low interest rates. So y'all want an X31 or an AT4, we got a few of those coming in. And like you said, we got a great selection. Come by and see. It's going to be hot today, but y'all check everything out online at McConnellAutomotive.com.
Yeah, also a lot more information at the site, including the collision center, and also if you want to schedule service, you can get all that done there as well. We appreciate your time this morning, Louie.
All right, thank you.
That's Louie Arata. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive, Dauphin Street, just east of I-65. And the website he mentioned, McConnellAutomotive.com.
It is Dan. It is Dalton. It is Jeff Poor. At the end of the hour, we'll talk with Jeff a little bit, preview his show, which is on the way, and get his thoughts on some of the conversations of the day. I'm happy to see the pushback on the Redstone Arsenal situation with Space Force, Space Command headquarters, that the Alabama contingent is definitely going to put up a fight. They're going to be very public with their side of the argument. Is that fair?
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense to me. I keep seeing texts coming in from, a variety of different political persuasions, but people, even on the right, who are saying, who cares? Give it up. We don't need Space Force. Some people are saying, Alabama already takes too much federal money to begin with, but to have a for Alabama to be the home of a military, one arm of the military, even if it is Space Force, I mean, which military arm is going to be the most important in 50 years, 75 years? Space Force is going to carry a heavy load.
That's right now.
Yeah,
I mean, right now we're feeling these threats in the skies above us, and so we need to be, it would seem to me, as ready as possible, as quick as possible, and this is just gonna mash all that up, where that's not going to be the case. Where it was, I don't know if the story was in front of me, but twice it was confirmed twice by government entities. Mm-hmm. Redstone Arsenal is the best place,
right?
And suddenly,
and Colorado Springs wasn't even top five.
No. And so now we have this. Now we have obviously a political move. Obviously, Dickinson wasn't showing all his cards back in June in his closed door meeting with Katie Britt. Maybe Tupperville. Somebody else was in there with the Alabama contingent, thinking, okay, we still have a chance. This is going to be ours. And it looks like he never had any real thought of doing that at all. We bought a ranch out in Colorado to be, I don't know.
Well, I've visited Colorado Springs, home of the Air Force, and it would be a major boon to not just the Huntsville economy, but to our entire state. I mean, I haven't been to home of the Army or home of the Navy, but it's it would be a major, major deal to have this come to Alabama. And I think it would affect not just Huntsville, but our whole state, really, as a whole. Dale says the move to Colorado is retribution for Alabama's unwavering support for Donald Trump, period. Yeah, I think that's become pretty clear at this point, that this is the Biden administration saying, hey, if Donald Trump did it this way, we're going to do it this way. And they want to put it in Colorado Springs. Maybe the best move now is to just stall and wait and see what happens next year. If by chance a Republican's able to gain office, maybe they'll move it back to Alabama. But we shall see.
There's going to be a fight one way or the other. And from the tone of Marshall and everybody's tone going into this is not, well, let's see if we can't negotiate our way through this. No, that's not what Britt's saying. That's not what Rogers is saying. And that is not at all what Steve Marshall is saying. So it looks like there's going to be a fight's going to ensue one way or the other. It's just Alabama is all in. So yeah, we'll see.
I just can't believe that it's not Congress's job to determine this. Like, this doesn't go to a vote. It's all by executive action.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about something like Space Force, it should be something that the elected representatives in Congress vote on.
Well, they've got all the facts in front of them. They've got all the studies in front. We all do, actually. We can see what the studies said. They all pointed to Huntsville. The politics obviously saying something else. We're a little familiar with that here in Mobile because of Airbus 12, 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it happens, but here we go again. But unlike back then with the Boeing thing, the best retribution that we could come up with was a billboard from Fusackley's giving Boeing the chicken finger.
The chicken finger.
So that's, but it looks like right now we're gonna do more this time around. It looks like.
I mentioned yesterday, word on the online streets is that COVID restrictions are gonna make their way back into the culture.
Yeah,
they're thinking like by December of this year, we'll be back to full blown COVID lockdowns. I'm not sure if that's necessarily the case, but you do have a couple private companies who are moving ahead with mask mandates. Haven't seen any cities or states do this yet, but this could be pointing to where we're headed here this fall. The major Hollywood studio Lionsgate, mm-hmm. you've probably seen their logo before quite a few movies. They've brought back mask mandates amid a spike in COVID cases. A response manager for Lionsgate/Starz, Summer McElroy, announced the new policy in an internal memo that Deadline was able to obtain. They said this came after several employees tested positive for COVID. Quote, employees must wear a medical-grade face covering when indoors. They say either a surgical mask, KN95 or N95, when indoors, except when alone in an office with the door closed, actively eating, actively drinking at their desk or workstation, or if they are the only individual present in a large open workspace. And they're putting this mandate for Lionsgate employees in effect until further notice. Their office is in Santa Monica. And they also said every employee is also required to perform a self-screening before they arrive at work every day, and they must notify McElroy and remain at home if they exhibit any symptoms or if they've traveled internationally in the prior 10 days. But Lionsgate, not the only one putting in a mask mandate. How about Morris Brown College in Atlanta?
Okay.
They, even though no one on campus has tested positive, they have announced a mask mandate for everyone on campus. And they said they cited reports of positive cases among students in the Atlanta University Center. But the president of the college, Kevin James, told the news outlet that the liberal arts college has received no reports of cases on its own campus yet and described the steps as precautionary measures.
Who's making Lionsgate, okay, private company, but at this Atlanta University.
Yeah, Morris Brown, I think that's probably a private university, I guess. I'm not sure.
It's traditionally a black university, and it's got to have a, I would guess, a component of federal funding to it.
It says private Methodist historically black liberal arts college.
Okay. All right. So somebody in the president or above or the board is making this decision. It just feels way out of step. I mean, I turned on the Braves last night. Thank goodness I've got the Braves. And, you know, every night there's 30 to 40,000 there. And enjoying the summer heat, I guess, but mm-hmm. enjoying the outdoors and enjoying the Braves. And there, that stadium is probably, I would say, less than 9 miles from the Morris Brown campus. They don't seem to be sweating it at all. And that's the Atlanta Braves. So yeah. Why is Morris Brown reacting in this way? I don't know.
Good question. And I saw Jamie Lee Curtis, the actress. She posted on Instagram, it was either yesterday or Monday, herself wearing a mask. She said, and her mask was Michael Myers' mask, not the comedian, but the horror character.
Yeah.
She said, and we're back. No, not Michael Myers, but masking will be. COVID is on the rise. So many friends now are really sick. Be mindful. Wear a mask if required, or even if you feel unwell and are out in public spaces. So
I've seen a couple of masks locally. I have. Just to, you know, and I was like, Just a few more than I have seen recently.
Yeah, and again, I don't have a problem if you're feeling ill.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, maybe I'll throw on a mask. Maybe it'll keep, if I cough or sneeze, keep someone else from getting sick. Whatever, your prerogative. But it does seem that things are pointing that way again, where whether it's just cities, maybe entire states, or maybe the federal government going to pass down mandates once again. I don't know if it'll get to the point of lockdowns like some people are claiming, but they're already saying the TSA is ordering masks in bulk and that they're expecting air travel to look much like it did in late 2020, early 2021, where if you want to fly on a plane, you have to wear a mask, and that all the TSA employees and everyone will have to wear a mask. And it doesn't pass me by that there's an election coming up next year. And I said it yesterday, I think this could all be kind of moving towards allowing emergency measures to be taken where people can vote whenever they want, from wherever they want, and have their votes turned in at whatever point they want. That played a major role in the 2020 elections. And I know people are being arrested for saying stuff like that. In Atlanta. Are they going to make Trump wear a mask for his mugshot this week? I don't know.
The counter to all that is you can open up voting, be less restrictive with voting regulations and all that. Okay, so more votes are going to come in. But I just have a feeling that overwhelmingly much of the country is going to be so against it, it's not going to translate into more votes for
Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it turns on him.
Yeah, to me it would seem that, yeah, more people might be able to get their votes placed and cast and counted. But this would be, unless you can really show the numbers where this really is warranted, I just don't know.
Let's get to some of these texts before Jeff Poor joins us this next segment. Backstrap says the COVID BS is nothing but a ploy to steal the 2024 election. With mail-in voting, masks do not work. COVID has become just like a common cold. Joel says it's all part of the Democrats' strategy. They're very smart. And anything is not coincidence. Let's spark up COVID mask mandates and start popping COVID out before the election. I got to give them credit. They are very smart. Another texter here, similar line. It's almost election time. Time for the restrictions again. This texter, let's see, doesn't have Meta. Dalton, you're seeing the same black helicopters I am. And Sean says, are they going to have no fans at football again? Or they are going to have no fans at football games again, aren't they? Can you imagine if they take a step back, just like we saw in
2020?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
If you're only allowed to have like 500 people at Texas A&M this fall. I don't know if that'll happen this year.
Remember, it was 25% too. So places like Knoxville could have nearly 30,000 people would be at the stadium, but everybody would be spread out.
It's still so strange looking back at classic games.
Yep.
They'll put them on the SEC Network or some NFL Network games from back then where there's no one in the stands.
The SEC, if you remember that season, 10 games, but you played all SEC opponents. It might have been the best season to watch your SEC team play in terms of who their opponents were,
yeah.
And yet only a small number of us were allowed to go.
Wow. Hope it doesn't get back to that point, but be prepared. Don't say that folks weren't kind of saying this might happen this fall. It seems to be pointing that direction.
848 FM Talk 106.5. Dan and Dalton and Mobile Mornings. And we'll talk with Jeff Poor, get an idea what his show looks like today, maybe talk about some matters of the day, including tonight's Republican debate. Begins at 8 o'clock out of Milwaukee.